My history goes back to February 1st, 1962, when I joined WONN. It was foggy on Highway 60. I lived in Lake Wales. I got in at about 10 o'clock, and I thought I was fired before I got started. But from 1962, we were in a little farmhouse. Dan Sandberg and I were just talking how we turned a second bathroom into the newsroom, in which he broadcast his latest bulletins on the various events that he would follow, and Dan would just about be any place the sirens were running.
At any time, day or night.
That's right.
Yeah, I started in April of 62, so we're right there together as far as the first time we saw WONN.
That's right.
At the old house over on Lake Hunter.
Yep, that's right.
And as time went by, the dedication and groundbreaking in this building, which I believe I was in North Carolina at the time, 1966, is that correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And this whole neighborhood was totally different then. It was known as the old Moorhead section of Lakeland.
That's right.
There was no Lakeland Center across the street.
That's right.
Two lanes, if I remember right.
Right. People used to compliment us on our excellent choice of location right next to the Civic Center. Well, there were a bunch of small, inexpensive houses, and we never knew that there would be a Civic Center so elaborate as we have today.
Uh-huh.
But through the years, it's been a wonderful station, been a lot of fun. I was with it from 1962. And then Mr. Joe Garagiola purchased it, and I was with Mr. Garagiola for 3 years, and then I went over to Melbourne to reorganize an AM and FM over there.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I have both been around some stations.
Yes, we have. And you have really seen this market change through the years, as I have. We were talking earlier that when I first came here in 62, I was on a station bowling team. You might remember we had a bowling team back. Phil Wayne and a bunch of guys decided to organize a bowling team.
Right.
And we were out at the old major, not major league, I don't know what they call them, but we thought we were never going to get there because it was so far out of town.
Right, yeah.
Edgewood and Southgate was the city limits.
Well, where Buddy Fletcher was, it was just a farm area.
Yeah.
And Dan Bagley finally got nerve enough to build an office building, and it was almost like going to Mulberry.
Yeah, really. Yeah. On and on and on.
But anyways, I want to congratulate Art and all the staff. It's a wonderful facility, and they're doing a great job.
Thanks for being with us, John. Appreciate
it very
much.